Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I am Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and on our 997th day, together in the Word of God, we are in Ezekiel 31. Let me see if I can fix our title here. Ezekiel 31. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the love that you have for us that never fails, for your faithfulness to us day by day. Thank you for your word, for the rich blessing that it is. Please speak to us through this chapter, challenging chapter, addressed to Pharaoh. Father, may it be what it is, which is your word to us, that we might understand it and hear it and believe it and respond by faith to it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Ezekiel 31. In the 11th year, in the third month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, say to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, whom are you like in your greatness? Behold, Assyria was a cedar in Lebanon, with beautiful branches and forest shade, and of towering height, its top among the clouds. The waters nourished it, the deep made it grow tall, making its rivers flow around the place of its planting, sending forth its streams to all the trees of the field. So it towered high above all the trees of the field. Its boughs grew large and its branches long, from abundant water in its shoots. All the birds of the heavens made their nests in its boughs. Under its branches, all the beasts of the field gave birth to their young, and under its shadow lived all great nations. It was beautiful in its greatness, in the length of its branches, for its roots went down to abundant waters. The cedars in the garden of God could not rival it, nor the fir trees equal its boughs. Neither were the plane trees like its branches. No tree in the garden of God was its equal in beauty. I made it beautiful in the mass of its branches, and all the trees of Eden envied it that were in the garden of God. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because it towered high and set its top among the clouds, and its heart was proud of its height, I will give it into the hand of a mighty one of the nations. He shall surely deal with it as its wickedness deserves. I have cast it out. Foreigners, the most ruthless of nations, have cut it down and left it. On the mountains and in all the valleys, its branches have fallen, and its boughs have been broken in all the ravines of the land, and all the peoples of the earth have gone away from its shadow and left it. On its fallen trunk dwell all the birds of the heavens, and on its branches are all the beasts of the field. All this is in order that no trees by the waters may grow tall to towering height, or set their tops among the clouds, and that no trees that drink water may reach up to them in height, for they are all given over to death, to the world below, among the children of man, with those who go down to the pit. Thus says the Lord God, on the day the cedar went down to Sheol, I caused mourning. I closed the deep over it and restrained its rivers, and many waters were stopped. I clothed Lebanon in gloom for it, and all the trees of the field fainted because of it. I made the nations quake at the sound of its fall when I cast it down to Sheol with those who go down to the pit. And all the trees of Eden, the choice and best of Lebanon, all that drink water, were comforted in the world below. They also went down to Sheol with it, those who are slain by the sword, yes, those who were its arm, who lived under its shadow among the nations. Whom are you thus like in glory and in greatness among the trees of Eden? You shall be brought down with the trees of Eden to the world below. You shall lie among the uncircumcised with those who are slain by the sword. This is Pharaoh, and all his multitude declares the Lord God. That's Ezekiel 31. It's a strange chapter, a long chapter about a great big cedar tree. But it's not, of course, really about a tree. It's a message to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, warning him that Assyria, the Assyrian Empire, which was so great and so vast and so powerful, something the world had never seen before, and which actually was greater and more powerful than Egypt, it's been cut down by the Babylonians. And likewise, Pharaoh is going to be cut down. But what's the point? It really is a call against pride, a condemnation of pride and self-exaltation. First of all, there's the acknowledgement, there's the lesson that the greatness of Assyria came from God. God says that he's the one who made Assyria so great. Verse 9, I made it beautiful in the mass of its branches, and all the trees of Eden envied it that were in the garden of God. So great and so powerful was Assyria, but it was made so by God. But the Assyrian Empire took that glory for itself. The kings of Assyria, the emperors of the Assyrian Empire, said, I'm the great one. They started thinking of themselves as gods incarnate. And the pharaohs in Egypt were doing the same thing. They were saying, I am the incarnation of the divine. I make Egypt great. They made it all about themselves, rather than humbly thanking the Lord who made them great. And so God humbles and brings down those who exalt themselves. I think there's a couple of lessons for us having to do with pride. We in America, in 2024, we love pride. We think it's great. We think you should be proud of yourself. We think you should lift your head up high and have high self-esteem and realize that you are great. We also like self-reliance. You can do it. You make yourself great. We celebrate this. And then as a nation, we celebrate the greatness of America in the world, how great we are. And we think that we've done it, that we've made ourselves great, and we can make ourselves great to our own glory and to our own fame in the world. This chapter is a direct rebuke of that way of thinking. Humility, gratitude, and faithfulness are what it matters. An acknowledgement of nobody makes themselves great. God makes people and nations what they are. We should be grateful, and we should seek to be faithful to the reason why God has gifted us and blessed us. And then personally, we need to take it for ourselves. We did not think, look at what I've made out of my life. Look at what I've accomplished. Only what God's given you. If you had opportunity, if you had ability, if you had wisdom, if you had the know-it, knowledge base, God gave you all of that. All of that. Every bit of it. Your very life, the very breath that you breathe. And so Ezekiel 31, very simply, is a call for the church, for nations, and for individuals to be humble before the Lord, to be grateful to the Lord, and to be faithful to the Lord. And do you know who was all these things? Of course, the Lord Jesus. He was very God of very God. God made flesh, God in human form. He could have stepped into the world and said, I am great, bow down and worship me. He's the only person to ever step in the world who had the right to do that because of who he was by nature. But Philippians 2 tells us that even though he was in the form of God, by nature he was God, he did not think that equality with God was something to be grasped, something to be held on to. But he made himself nothing, taking on the form of a servant. He came into the world and he said, I've come not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And he gave thanks to God. I thank you, Father, he said repeatedly. He prayerfully depended upon God. He walked humbly with his father. He pleased his father in all that he did. And ultimately, he was humble enough to pour out his life as an offering on the cross. He is our example. Not the chest puffed out, proud American or whatever. That's not our example. Jesus says, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That's why his kingdom has to have our highest loyalty, because his kingdom models for us the humility and the gratitude and the faithfulness that God is looking for in his servants. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you have made us by your grace, children of yours, believers in Christ. You've forgiven our sins. You've made us your own. We can't claim to have done any of this for ourselves. It's been your work, and we thank you for it. Whatever opportunities we have, whatever resources we have, whatever abilities we have in this life are gifts from you. Help us to use them for your glory in humility and gratitude and faithfulness. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's Ezekiel 31. Thanks for joining me. Tomorrow we're going to go on to chapter 32. Have a blessed day in the Lord.